B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Stomach-churning footage has captured the moment that doctors pulled a foot-long parasitic worm from a woman's bowels. The patient, named only as Ms. Yang, has been battling abdominal pain for about a decade.
Hey, it might have been the worm.
After multiple trips to the hospital, doctors in China discovered the roundworm on June 14th when they put an endoscope into the 41-year-old's intestines. The parasite was reportedly writhing in her bowel, which had provided the ideal conditions for the worm to grow. Ms. Yang is thought to have been suffering from ascariasis infection.
Ascariasis.
Which can be caused by drinking contaminated water. She had reportedly gone to the hospital several times over the years, with medics being unable to diagnose the source of her abdominal discomfort.
So she would actually feel the thing writhing within her?
I guess so. For 10 years. She'd been feeling this, and there was a worm living inside of her for that long. Yeah,
I guess the
10 years, man.
Yeah,
the free ride was over though at that point.
All good things come to an end.
Yeah, Miss Yang's medics and Dr. Li Zhuan had encouraged her to have an endoscopy so he could better understand the problem. He was shocked to discover the worm had taken up residence in her bowels.
God,
he said it had provided the ideal condition for the parasite to grow. And they started getting her on anti-parasitic drugs, and she is now doing better.
A friend of mine years ago had a tapeworm, and that was a wonderful experience.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
A woman in Oregon was fighting for her life Tuesday after plunging 16 stories down the garbage chute of a Portland condo a day earlier.
We talked about trying this on the air one time. You remember that when they were doing, they had a garbage chute here?
Yeah, but that
it was
one,
a couple stories.
That one, like, curved
it
out.
Curved.
Yeah, so this one went straight down.
Whoa.
Witnesses reportedly said the woman got into the garbage chute and then fell 16 stories.
Wow.
Before landing in the garbage collection area. Firefighters found the woman in the garbage and transported her to the hospital, life-threatening injuries. She was not a resident of the building and had sustained head injuries in the fall. She was reported to be in her late 20s, and it was not known how she got into the building or why she entered into the garbage chute.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a shaft. It goes straight down.
Yes.
You're going to die if you get in there, most likely. Indian police have recovered the body of a stuntman who went missing in the Hooghly River on Sunday while attempting a daredevil trick.
So he's like kind of like a David Blaine kind of guy?
Yeah, or just any escape artist.
Yeah, yeah.
Chanchal Lahiri, better known by a stage name, Jadugar Mandrake.
Oh, okay.
Or Wizard Mandrake, was undertaking an escape stunt near the Howrah Bridge where he was tied up with steel chains and a rope and lowered into the water. He was expected to free himself and swim to the surface as he had done many times before. Yet worried spectators, which included team members and his family, launched a frantic search along the banks of the river after he failed to emerge 30 minutes later. I mean, it was all, you know, murky and stuff. You couldn't see him once I saw a picture as they were lowering him in.
It's a filthy river or whatever it was, but it was a mess. So he goes down and then they plucked his body out and he was still dressed in all the performance garb, wasn't he?
Yeah, I believe so. Well, no, they found him down the way, but yeah, he was definitely, wearing. Yeah. He didn't get out of anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Before being lowered into the water, he had told the crowd, "If I can open it up, then it will be magic. But if I can't, it will be tragic."
Well, he was right.
Police had found the magician's body on Monday evening around 2 kilometers from the site of the incident. The body was identified by his brother, and police investigation has been launched into how the accident occurred. Now, Lahiri had, prior to the stunt Sunday, had said that he had completed a similar act 21 years ago at the same location. He said, "I was inside a bulletproof glass box tied with a chain and locks and dropped down from the bridge. Then I came out within 29 seconds. He also attempted a similar stunt at the river in 2013, but he drew scorn from onlookers after he was seen escaping from a locked cage through a door and was reportedly beaten and punched by spectators following that.
Well, I could see why he's in this line of work.
Right.
It must be very fulfilling.
So they realized it wasn't real magic, so they beat him up over
it. All right, I'll do it for real this time.
Now he's dead.
Any plans on trying it again?
I don't think so, because he's dead.
Yeah, that's a good point.
A man staying at a lodge in Tasmania, Australia, witnessed a horrifying scene. It was a large huntsman spider eating what appears to be a pygmy possum.
Did you see this footage, Kathy?
No.
It's terrifying.
What an effed up continent. There's just nothing. I mean, Preston, we've talked about insects and they're mindless. There's just nothing. Cold, calculating, nothing.
The large arachnid clung onto the side of the door, clutching its prey and creeping out its unsuspecting audience.
What the hell?
Justine Latton's husband, Adam, was staying in the lodge when they spotted the unsettling scene. She shared the pictures that her husband took of the spider on Facebook, captioning the grisly image with possum eating spider taken by my husband at Mountain Field Lodge. After appearing on the social media site, the pictures quickly went viral and garnered thousands of shares. Justine said, "Pygmy possums are quite common up here. We reckon the spider probably just saw an opportunity and went for it. It was one of the biggest huntsman spiders he'd ever seen. And Tasmanian pygmy possums are the smallest of the pygmy possums, I believe.
So it was a match made in heaven."
Yeah, she said, "Huntsman spiders will sometimes take a small lizard or a frog, but mammals are not their usual diet. They had to catch the pair and release them outside in order to open the door." But it's nasty looking.
On this second photo, you can see that the spider is holding the pygmy possum by its jaws, by its mandibles, but it's also holding itself up against the wall.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Very strong.
Easily.
Yeah, yeah. No problem.
All right, and then let's see. Do I have time for one last story? Let's find one. Yeah, let's go with this one. Here's another creepy crawly, and it happened in our general vicinity. Officials say a Pennsylvania woman was bitten on the arm by a venomous snake when she went to her basement to do her laundry. Oh, the Reading Eagle reports that the woman called 911 Tuesday morning to report that she'd been bitten by a rattlesnake. Authorities said it was actually a 2-foot-long copperhead.
No, well, that's better.
They found it on the shelf next to the washing machine. So it was just hanging out in the wash.
Right next to the bounce.
Police called the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission, which bagged the snake, moved it to a safe location. The woman was taken to the hospital. Her condition isn't known. The commission says the copperhead's bite is seldom life-threatening as long as the victim gets prompt medical attention.
But there are rattlers in the area.
There are, definitely. The copperhead is the most common venomous snake in Pennsylvania, by the way. Can't say I've ever seen one in the wild, though.
I have seen, last year, hiking, and this year I saw one again, a fair amount of snakes.
Yeah. And there you go. That's what I have for you in the Bizarre File.
I forget how the old saying goes, red touches yellow, kills a fellow.
Yeah.
Or you're mellow.
Well, when I went on that hike, we talked about it. And a couple people called in about the red snakes and the yellow snakes.
Yeah,
I think the red snake is at dawn.
They're okay.
I think it's the coral snakes.
Now you're bringing another color into it.
Red touches yellow, kills a fellow. Red touches black, friend of Jack.
Yeah.
Who comes up with these dumb sayings?
It's a coral snake versus the king snake, basically. Mm-hmm. They look almost identical, but unless you have time to sit there and do
the other saying,
kill all snakes with a shovel.
Kill all snakes with a shovel.
Yeah, by the time you figure it out, it's bitten you and you've now, you now have poison.
Let me see, is that red, black, red, black? Okay.
Uh-huh. I had a friend who killed a rattlesnake with a shovel, cut its head off, but then it still has the venom in its teeth and its fangs. And you're supposed to do something with that. Like, you got to, like, wrap it up and...
You're supposed to mail it to Boston, Mass. Oh, that's Zoom.
Yeah, 021-354.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's the Bizarre File podcast.
Well, a woman found dead in the parking lot of a Costco in Bakersfield, California, was most likely attacked by dogs, police said.
Ooh.
Yeah, this is weird. The woman, who has not yet been identified, was found suffering from obvious trauma Sunday morning. Animal control found a pit bull and a large mixed breed dog with a business owner near the Costco. A third dog, believed to be a stray, was also found, and all three dogs were taken into animal control custody. They're going to be euthanized. The death follows two other recent incidents at Costco stores in California as well. On Friday night, Kenneth French was fatally shot at a Costco in Corona. It's about 47 miles from L.A. French, whose family members described as mentally challenged and nonverbal, allegedly assaulted an off-duty police officer who then shot him. And on Monday, a couple with an infant were ambushed and shot while they were loading groceries into their car in the parking lot of a Costco in the San Diego area.
On the plus side, free samples.
Yeah, lots of them.
Yeah.
A whole lot. The shooter had approached the man and the woman from behind and opened fire. The couple were rushed to the hospital where they both underwent surgery. The suspect, believed to have been the woman's estranged lover, killed himself in the parking lot. So, jeez. California, Costco, little bit freaky right now, just to warn you. A drunk driver was arrested last week for driving a tank through the streets of Poland.
He had a tank?
Yeah, the vehicle, a Soviet T-55 tank. It's at least 60 years old, belonged to the Polish military.
It's a station tank, go to work.
But on June 12th, shortly before 10 p.m., it looked like it was attacking residents who quickly called police. The unnamed driver was only responsible for putting the tank on and off its trailer, but the trailer broke, and when it was being repaired, he was drunk and decided to take it for a joyride.
Why the hell not?
By the time the cops arrived, he had parked the 40-ton machine, which was uninsured, on a main street and was standing nearby.
I just get basic liability.
Another man believed to be his passenger was also present. Well, you wouldn't really need, you know, any kind of
fire at that.
Yeah, like that. So it's not clear if the muddled motorist caused any permanent damage to the street, but he was arrested, and once he sobered up, questioned by police, he faces up to 8 years in prison if charged with creating direct danger of a catastrophe in land, water, or traffic.
I'd like to take a crack at driving a tank.
Or 2 years of driving under the influence. Are you kidding me? I would, man.
Yes.
I would love to drive a tank. Are you kidding me?
Over a car.
Ever since that movie Tank, I wanted to drive a tank.
An employee in South China has been fired because she replied to her manager's message with an okay emoji in a group chat.
Oh, okay.
The employee who works at a bar, why do you think she was fired?
It's the white power thing now?
No. She was asked by her boss to compile and send over some documents last week on WeChat, an instant messaging app. After acknowledging her boss's request with the emoji, the manager accused her of poor discipline and terminated her employment. He said, what? You should type out received if you've received my message. My. And then he said, is this your way of confirming the receipt?
Come on.
Several minutes later, the manager asked the employee to contact human resources to sort out her resignation.
It doesn't even give her just a warning first?
Nope.
Terminates her immediately?
Screenshots of the conversation went viral on social media. After the incident, the manager sent out a directive in the group chat requesting everyone to reply Roger when they acknowledged a receipt. So,
right, bastard.
She was fired for that. Yeah,
use the middle finger emoji.
Yeah. A man was arrested after allegedly sneaking into a neighbor's garage and stealing a number of items, including a live-streaming surveillance camera. The problem was he forgot to turn it off after the theft, leading to him being caught. The victim had installed the camera because his garage door was malfunctioning, which prompted the theft by the 43-year-old Frank Welsbacher. That surveillance camera caught his neighbor coming over to his garage, and here's what he stole: a paintbrush. And that's it. And then he looked at the camera and took the camera.
I got it.
Yes.
Paintbrush to paint.
But
where would you get something like this?
The camera was still rolling, and he took it back to his house. Welsbacher also is accused of taking some workout equipment and boxing gloves.
Man, crime of the century. This is right out of Ocean's 11.
After the theft, the victim shared the still-streaming footage with deputies, and the footage made it easy to catch the thief, and the incident is a good example of how effective a simple surveillance camera can be.
He should have shut down the power grid.
Yeah. Just to be able to get
that paintbrush and workout.
Cut off the security system.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.